May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Senator Reagan, excuse me, Secretary Reagan, Senator Domenici, Congressman Lujan, Congressman Skeen, distinguished guests, my friends and associates, greetings, saludos. I am Kathy Villalpando, Special Assistant to the President for Public Liaison. It is indeed a great honor to have the opportunity of welcoming you to Washington. It makes me very happy to see many familiar faces once again. As many of us are aware, President Reagan has met with our Hispanic community on many occasions over the last 2.5 years, not only in the United States, but during his travels abroad. I look forward to meeting and being with you during the entire week for all the activities that are planned for Hispanic Heritage Week. But without further ado, let's proceed with the program. We are honored today to have with us the Honorable Ronald Reagan, Secretary of the Treasury.
Thank you very much for that very warm welcome. I'm delighted to be able to join with all of you here in celebrating National Hispanic American Heritage Week. All of us trace our own family lineage back to another culture and another nation. We can at the same time take a great amount of pride in the fact that we are Americans, and that we honor and cherish our national as well as our cultural origins. This is one of the wonderful and the vibrant aspects of American way of life. I'm very proud of the part that our administration has appointed more than 125 Hispanic Americans to senior positions in this federal government. And I'm proud to be part of the Reagan administration that has turned our American economy around and has gotten it headed in the right direction. Things that we all overlook, I think, in talking about how to help people of various backgrounds in the United States is in the economic scene. And of course, that's the part of the administration that I represent. And just think about what we have done in the short 31 months that we've been here. Interest rates, when we came in, were 21%. Now, I defy anyone to try to make any kind of money in a small business, to hire new people and the like, and have to pay a bank 21% plus in order to carry inventory. There's no way you can do that. Luckily, we have interest rates down now to 11%, and hopefully over the next few months, they'll be even lower. Inflation, when we came in, was rocketing along at 13 to 14%. Now again, 13 to 14%, it eats up all your savings. There's no way that that can happen. We all know the ravages of inflation that have taken place south of our border and in Latin America as well as in Central America. Just last Friday, I had the privilege of addressing the Latin American Hemispheric Congress of Chambers of Commerce that represented some 26 Caribbean and Latin nations. This was a meeting in Miami. And this is one of the main points we were discussing as to how we have so successfully gotten inflation under control here in the United States, whereas their inflation is still ravaging them. And they know that that's something they have to get under control in the near future, or they have no hope for the future. Now, our inflation is less than 3% over the last 12 months. That's a remarkable achievement, I think. For those in the lower income brackets, many Americans. They're seeing their hard-earned income now, buying a lot more, doing a lot more for them. As far as other benefits that we've been able to bring about, I think one of the great things we've been able to do, not only to help purchasing power and employment power, but investment power as well. You all know what's happened in the stock market. You know what has happened to land values, things of that nature. How has this come about? It's because people have renewed their faith in the American economy. They feel as long as we have inflation under control, that as long as we're trying to increase productivity in the United States, as long as we keep taxes down, there is a great hope for the future in American industry. You know, lots of times it's been said that we favor only the large corporations. We're somehow or other enchanted with only the wealthy. Far from it. What we're trying to do is to create jobs in the United States. Over the past 12 months, we've created more than 2 million jobs. How have we done this? Mainly through small corporations. Corporations employing less than 100 people. That's where our strength has come as far as employment is concerned. And that's the area that we are going to continue to emphasize. As far as other things we've been doing, as you know, we have tried to help Latin America through periods of great difficulty in their economies over the past 12 months. Last August, I had a very frightening experience when Mr. Silva Herzog, the finance minister of Mexico, unexpectedly came to see me and said, "Don, we're broke." And I looked at him and said, "You must be kidding." He said, "We are broke. We need money." Well, over a period of some 24 hours, we managed to round up something in the neighborhood of $2.2 billion on a temporary basis we were able to loan to Mexico. Now, don't all apply at once. All we were trying to do there is to show that we can act with some speed to help. Incidentally, we did the same thing for Brazil, and both nations have paid us off. So, gentlemen, before you get upset in the Congress, we are owed no money. Now, as you know, what I'm up here for is mainly to be a master of ceremonies so that that guy whose name sounds somewhat like mine can get here. And ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present the President of the United States and Mrs. Catherine Ortega.
Opportunity to kick off National Hispanic Heritage Week. Americans of Hispanic descent are rightfully proud of their heritage, and I hope this ceremony will draw the entire nation's attention to the contributions of our Hispanic citizens. For too long, the contributions of our Hispanic citizens have gone unnoticed, and I thought perhaps the best way I could note this occasion would be by reading the proclamation and designating this special week, which I signed on August 25th. Let me read directly from it. National Hispanic Heritage Week pays tribute to a rich part of America's cultural tradition, offering all Americans a welcome opportunity to recognize the qualities and contributions of Hispanic Americans from earliest colonial times to the present. The dedication to principles of loyalty, patriotism, strong religious faith, and devotion to family displayed by Hispanic Americans is basic to the American way of life. Hispanic Americans have played an important role in the development of our rich cultural heritage, and every state has benefited from their influence. They have distinguished themselves in the arts and sciences, education, industry, government, and many other areas of productive endeavor. Indeed, they're a part of all that makes America great. Just as their forefathers sought a dream in the New World, Hispanic Americans have realized their dreams in our great nation and will continue to do so. Their dedication to higher purposes reflects what is best in the American spirit. Through the years, Hispanic American citizens have risen to the call of duty in defense of liberty and freedom. Their bravery is well known and has been demonstrated time and again, dating back to the aid rendered by General Bernardo Galvez during the American Revolution. Now, therefore, I, and I say my name and so forth in the slogan, or the proclamation, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim the week beginning September 11, 1983, as National Hispanic Heritage Week in honor of the Hispanic peoples who have enriched our daily lives, our traditions, and our national strength. The concluding line is, in this spirit, I ask all of our citizens to reflect on the sense of brotherhood that binds us together as one people. This was a proclamation I was very happy to set my hand to. All over this great land, Hispanic Americans are contributing to our democracy, our economy, and our culture. And today, I'm very pleased to announce another contribution that an American of Hispanic descent will be making to this country. Catherine Ortega, the youngest of nine children, is from New Mexico, and the descendant of pioneer families who settled in that state during the 1800s. She is symbolic of the values the Hispanic community represents, and I am honored that she is to become a part of this administration. I intend to nominate Catherine Ortega to be to the post of Treasurer of the United States. In the financial services industry. Of her many achievements, I might mention one in particular. As past president and director of the Santa Ana Bank, she was the first woman president of a California bank. So you can see that she's being nominated not just because she is Hispanic, but because she is highly qualified. She will supervise over 5,000 employees, manage a budget of some $220 million, and serve as one of the key people of our management team, as Buchanan did before her. I'm delighted by the increased participation of Hispanic Americans in all phases of the political process. Congressman Lujan here is a wonderful model for Hispanic people seeking to become involved in politics. And I'm very proud that my own administration has over 125 Hispanics already in positions and another 20 or 25 who soon will be. We've appointed them to positions that are not just traditionally Hispanic positions. Today you will find Hispanics at the FCC and the CAB and all over government. They offer professionalism, and we intend to take advantage of that talent. And I look forward to the Hispanic community's sound values influencing the course of government and our nation. And let me say wholeheartedly, nothing is a better influence on America than the strength and decency of the Hispanic family. Your participation and your beliefs to guide this nation, because the hopes and dreams of Hispanic Americans are the same hopes and dreams that founded this country. Become involved and help America become what we all want her to be. I thank you for coming. God bless all of you. And now, Catherine.
Distinguished guest, it is with a deep sense of joy, pride, and gratitude to my president, to my country, and my family that I am honored to be selected for nomination as Treasurer of the United States. The Hispanic tradition of strong devotion to family is evident here today. I called my brothers and sisters 3 or 4 days ago to tell them about the event here this morning. There was no doubt in my mind they would be here to share this occasion with me. For our parents taught us, and we learned well, not only to work together, but to help each other and to share and support each other. And so I was very confident that they would be here to share this occasion with me. Shop in New Mexico, the family has been working together. For at that time, my older brothers, who were then 8 and 10 years of age, were already helping my father. I have often said, I was born a Republican. I am the product of a heritage that teaches strong family devotion, a commitment to earning a livelihood by hard work, patience, determination, and perseverance. And in this great country of ours, it is still possible to achieve upward mobility and success through our economic, social, and political systems. And our greatest American treasure is that, as a people, we recognize the inherent dignity and worth of the individual human being. Reagan has ensured that this national treasure will flourish, that individual women and men can continue to succeed and progress through initiative, resourcefulness, and equal economic opportunity. And besides building economic stability, the policies of the Reagan administration have strengthened the family values, belief in each other, and in God, which makes us the greatest nation in the world. Over the years, I have been blessed with many opportunities and challenges. Today, President Reagan and Secretary Secretary Regan are presenting the greatest opportunity to prove myself. I accept this challenge and look forward to working with Secretary Regan and the other fine men and women at the Department of the Treasury. It is an honor and a privilege to be part of President Reagan's administration. Personnel Office for a really good show. So Joe Feliano, where are you?